Welcome back to Building the Bakken, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Next, we hear from Lynn Helms, Executive Director for the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources.
Hydraulic fracturing world. There was some talk about it last fall, but you hear a lot more about the new model for hydraulic fracturing of Bakken and Three Forks wells. And at one time, they called them super fracs, but they kind of all do it now. Operators have indicated that they've been able to reduce that first year and second year decline substantially. So initial production rates are up 20%. Estimated ultimate recoveries are up 20% per well. The decline rates are flatter. And so again, in the drive for efficiencies, they started with drilling rigs and squeezing every day out of that drilling time that they possibly could. They're down to an average of about 15 or 16 days now. Then they focused on hydraulic fracturing. What could they do cheaper and bigger and with better effects to the wells? And that's kind of been rolled into the system. And like I said, now they're focusing on water handling and operating costs. But the typical Bakken well has a higher IP, a lower decline rate, and a higher estimated ultimate recovery than they did 2 years ago. And all of that folded in has allowed industry to maintain production with far, far less drilling rigs. As Ron said, it's really not a very good barometer for production, revenue, and activity anymore. They're using non-completed wells to manage cash flow, and they're shutting in wells if they have a negative cash flow well. They're using that as well to maintain balance sheets. So they've got a lot of tools in their toolbox, and technology-wise, they've improved every single one of those tools. The typical Bakken well, I think, is over 1,250 barrels a day IP. That's that first 30 days. So a lot of them in the core area, actually day one, have IP rates of like 3,000 barrels a day. And used to be that they declined 65% the first year. They've shaved that production decline down to in the neighborhood of 55%, 50-55%. Some of the talks you're going to hear tomorrow, you're going to see a couple of areas where they've done even better than that with some new artificial lift technologies that they're applying. And the overall result is that that whole production curve is uplifted from day one out to the economic limit.
To listen to the full-length interview with Lynn Helms, Executive Director for the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
The Real American Jam, a concert benefiting the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th, 16th, and 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch west of Medora. Joe Diffie, Corb Lund, Ned Ledoux, Bart Crow, and more will be performing. Tickets available now at realamericanjam.com. Camping's available. Call to reserve a spot, 701-623-4200. The Real American Jam, for the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th through the 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch. realamericanjam.com and buffalogapguestranch.com has complete details.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. And now a time for another barbecue tip from the 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue.
What's your name and company?
I'm Jesse Johnson with KLJ.
And what is it you guys are cooking today? I obviously know the answer, but...
Yeah, we came down to the barbecue today. We figured we'd go down and get a pig from Larry's down at Mott and spin a pig out here and have some fun.
So this whole hog, it came from Mott, North Dakota?
Yep, came from Larry's shop down there in Mott, North Dakota. We struggled to try to find something last minute. They pulled through, so we brought it down here and cooked it up.
Have you ever done a whole hog before?
Oh, yeah, we've done multiple. We do it every year up at... Lake Skakawea for Van Hook Arm. So
walk us through the process here, because this, you know, this has got the ribs, this has got the brisket, this has got the pulled pork, this has got pretty much, this has got the pig's ear.
Right, we got everything on this thing. Basically what we do is we take it the night before and we'll do a marinade with it, do all the injections, put it on ice, and then right away in the morning we'll start it up and start it spinning, lock it down, and it probably spins for 6 to 8 hours depending on the weight and the heat. We try to like start slow, let smoke take into it, and basically when you're done you take out all the parts, put it in different types of barbecue sauces. Some people like it regular, some people like it just with a sweet barbecue sauce. We also do a South Carolina sauce too for all types of people. So
South Carolina, would that be a little more vinegary?
Yeah, a little vinegary, got your peppers, got your sweets in there too. So
what is it, all pulled pork, or do you get a brisket out of there? Do you get the pig's heart out of there? Do you get the snout?
No, we it's all gutted out before we do all that stuff. But we do keep the loins for special cuts for people who we like out here. Other than that, yeah, a lot of it just goes to pulled pork. And I know we also throw some of the pork into the beans that we make, and get some of that nice little pork freshness out of the beans.
So without giving away any trade secrets, a time and temperature on this thing, I know you mentioned that, but like a temperature and then some of the other, you know, whether there's an injection or a rub or just some of the recipes, I guess.
Well, what we do is we inject it with a garlic butter type sauce. Oh. And then we'll also do some vinegary apple juice that we inject it with. We start it off slow, about 180, 200 degrees, so the pig will take in the smoke, and we ramp it up, eventually hitting about 300 degrees toward the end. As soon as that meat hits close to 180, 190, and 200 degrees, when we take it out and we start pulling it apart.
And any tips or any tricks that you might have for a young or old aspiring pit masters?
Well, I tell you what, a pig is good on its own. You know, you really don't have to do much to look good to make a pig good, but I don't know.
Lipstick on it, right?
Yeah, you could. It's always good to, you know, a lot of times we take the heads off and we'll skin it. This one came with a head on. We decided, you know, the pig fit, so let's keep the head on and add that little pig factor to it. So,
what's more important in your opinion, time or temperature?
Both. Definitely time. Time is of the essence when you're doing it, and if you don't get it pulled off, you know, soon enough it's going to be, you know, not done. And if you get it pulled off enough, it's sometimes you get too dry. So like you can see here, we're taking some of the pieces off that aren't done, putting them back in the smoker, and let them get soak some of that smoke up.
All right, one more time, your name and company.
Jesse Johnson with KLJ.
Thank you.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
Hey folks, I'm multimedia journalist Jason Spies, and the host of Building the Bakken Radio and Coffee and Capitalism. And there's one place I want to tell you about today, and that's the Lodge at Deadwood. It is without a doubt my favorite place to stay in the Black Hills. In fact, not only is it my favorite, it's pretty much everybody else's. There are three-time recipient of the best hotel, best casino, and best overall restaurant in the Black Hills. So if you're planning a conference, maybe a weekend getaway, a wedding, whatever it might be, I truly invite you to check out the Lodge at Deadwood and find out why they're consistently voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best restaurant. And I feel very confident when I say the Lodge at Deadwood will exceed all your expectations. Check them out online today at deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com.
Give me your name, company, and what you're cooking today.
Well, I'm Nathan Burgess, and my wife is the sales manager for Town Place Suites by Marriott. It's the newest hotel in Dickinson.
Well, you're not employed by them. You're a ringer?
I'm just a drafted, yes.
So what are we cooking today?
Well, we did two things. I did the pulled pork, and the manager did a pulled chicken.
And give us a little bit of an overview of how you went about doing it, the preparation, the time, the temperature.
Working out all week, you know, did a nice overnight brine. with vinegar, salt, stuff basic. Then, you know, do the standard rub. Then let it go about 12 hours in the smoker.
Did you rub and then marinate it, or put it in after the rub?
I rubbed and put it in the fire, but I brined it for overnight, for 24 hours.
How long have you been cooking?
Oh, you know, 20 years.
Okay. What kind of advice would you give somebody who is a young aspiring or an old aspiring pitmaster?
Don't do 100 pounds. Keep it to like 10 and focus on it.
Time or temperature, what's more important, or do you need both?
You need a little bit of both. Plenty of smoke, so you get plenty of flavor and a good... And then you can go a little slow, a little cooler, a little longer.
You do any side dishes?
I didn't. I only had time for the pork, because we did about 150, which is about... I did about 10 pork butts.
How about when it comes to, are you using any hickory, mesquite, applewood, charcoal?
I used apple out of my yard, so homegrown.
That makes it a little more personal.
Yeah, yeah, and then, you know, just a standard charcoal, so.
All right, any final tips or recipes or, you know, outside of what you're doing here, like what's your favorite thing?
Oh, geez, I don't even know. I love a pork butt. I love to do game, especially in fish, same way. It's a good way to keep it tender and moist for when you've had a deer or antelope or something. It's a great way to cook it up.
You ever barbecue pheasant?
Oh, yeah. Pheasant's great that way, too.
Anything there?
Like I said, a good thing with pheasant or even venison is do a milk-based marinade. Use like a dry milk and then just hydrate it, add all your spices you like, garlic, onion, salt, pepper, you know, any other spices you like. Let it sit for at least, 4 hours, okay. Then put on the grill.
Thank you, sir.
No problem.